Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys. We're recording a couple days early this week because Barbecue Bob's headed to deer camp.
And, now I remember what it was.
Okay, what is it?
So why is Bob going up north for deer camp when the opener isn't till Wednesday next week?
Well, it's the best bow hunting right now.
Oh.
The rut is on. And okay. If you'll find the 5 days before rifle starts is the best, in my opinion, time to bow hunt because the bucks are crazy and the girls are running around stunned. They're just... they're hot and they're walking through the woods.
I think the cold
it's breeding season.
Yes,
the
it
cold
is.
Snap is going to help you too because
right,
the big
yeah.
cold snap down the 20s.
It gets them moving. Up, yeah.
yeah,
it gets them
right.
moving. Yep. That's
the season opens Tuesday, but you got to go up and you got to get your camp set. And we're here on Thursday, so Bob's going to head up after the show here, and then he gets settled in and make sure that his stands are all ready to go.
Oh, those are tuned, baby. I got placement that you
would
believe.
The office chairs are lubed up a little bit
yes.
so they don't squeak
that's
when
right.
you pivot.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Tuesday.
I have everybody set. I'm the,
camp director.
Camp coordinator.
You're the
yeah,
camp director.
So I have these two good buddies, my brother-in-law and my buddy, and they don't get around so well, so I'm the monkey.
Right.
Well, I'm climbing the trees.
You certainly are.
yeah, right.
Yeah. Ted's dad gave me that name when he saw me in a tree.
Yeah.
So, Randy, do Meatloaf.
Do Meatloaf.
And don't play a song either.
No, I won't. Meatloaf is something that is just one of my favorite comfort foods on earth. You can do a lot of things meatloaf, but a couple things. Again, if you're doing a ground venison, you're going to need some fat in it, which we talked about. I don't want to beat that horse anymore. But what I would do is pick, there's recipes all over the internet, but the one thing that I like to do with a venison meatloaf is wrap it in bacon. And you can do a weave or you can just lay strips over the top, however you want to do that. But
what if you don't want a bacon meatloaf?
Well, then I think that you've got to work hard to cover it with a sauce or something
like
to keep
that.
It from drying out.
I like that.
Right?
My mom used to put ketchup on them.
Right. Yep. She did that.
Isn't that the way we
grew up? She did that on her pasties too, didn't she?
Well, that, and when they're done, but I mean, before she would bake a meatloaf, she would just smother it in ketchup.
Right.
And man, they were good. Did your mom do that, Conrad?
Yep. Oh, yeah, exactly.
I think all moms did back
then. Right. Yeah. Well, just stretched it out and gave it some flavor.
Yeah.
And, I don't know about your mom, but my mom didn't cook with a lot of spices. It was salt and pepper and maybe a little garlic once in a while, but. So that, that gave flavor and it was easy to do and squirt it on there, spread it out and let her bake.
Well, my grandma was a camp cook in the UP in the lumber camps and she was from France and she was a phenomenal cook and she taught my mom a lot of her cooking techniques. So they probably used a lot more herbals than most people
right, right.
did.
Yep.
Aromatics.
Yep, exactly. But that meatloaf, don't pack it too hard. You want to just form it in a loaf and set it in the pan. I've done them on the smoker as well, so however you want to do it. But if you pack them in too tight, they get tough.
And well, that's a dish, yeah. It's not as good as a leftover. Venison meatloaf is not as good as a leftover as when it's hot.
Right.
Because it does dense up and dry up.
Right, yep. But, you can mix vegetables in it if you want onions, bell pepper.
Have to.
Mushrooms,
have to.
Whatever.
Oh.
You want to do
perfect.
Generally a pretty small dice because you want them to heat through and you don't want to bite into a big rubbery mushroom.
Well, here's what I find. If your veggies are too big in meatloaf, the meatloaf doesn't stay together.
Right, right. Yep,
so
falls apart.
You got to take your time chopping. So it's going to take a glass of wine to chop your
veggies. Little jalapeno in there too. Those are good.
Yeah.
And
making
spice
me hungry.
It up. Yeah, spice it up a little bit. I think you were hungry when you got here.
I was.
Yeah.
I told you to make me breakfast.
Right.
Okay, how about stroganoff? I'll do stroganoff because my kids grew up eating beef stroganoff. And I generally used to do it with cubed up sirloin.
Yeah, it's the best way to do it,
in my
opinion.
But when you start doing kids, then, we had five of them. So you had to make a fair amount of everything. And back in those days, I'd get home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so I could have dinner ready by 5:30, and Mama got home and we were all good to go.
Right.
So I started doing a lot of ground beef things and ground turkey and ground, you know, anything right. ground was good for me. Stroganoff, really simple. I tend to be probably a robot in the kitchen. I do a lot of the same things. You know that I love about everything. And stroganoff happens to call for it. But
seems
it also
like I
calls,
always run out of it.
Yeah. I've got lots. I just picked mine from the garden the other day. Yeah. I know that was a joke. But here's the deal with stroganoff. You're going to use paprika. And you're going to use mushrooms again. Although you can't do it if your kids don't like them. So force them to like them. And then you're going to make kind of a gravy out of it. And then right at the last minute,
what do you use for your gravy base?
If you want to get really fancy, you can make some homemade egg noodles, and those are really killer. For gravy base, you've got enough beef broth and everything in there. So I'm typically going to use Better Than Bouillon and some water.
I would put. Do you use like a can of cream of mushroom soup
no,
in it to,
no.
to thicken it up? No, sour cream?
No, I'm not a can of anything guy, except when we did those cheesy potatoes because all the recipes call for it. But at the very last minute, when your noodles are al dente and you're ready to serve it, that's when you put your sour cream on. Just at the last minute,
you
blend that in lightly. And you bring it out with maybe a little glob of it in the middle of the bowl. So when the kids look at it, they all want to fight for that ball of sour cream.
Right.
It's a treasure.
So you've got some onion in that as yep. well, right? And then are you dicing that up pretty small or a little bit chunkier?
I'm just going to do a standard saute chop.
Okay, so you got mushrooms, onion. Now you got to thicken it up a little bit, maybe with some cornstarch. So
yeah, I'm probably going to use flour and milk,
gravy-like rather yep. than watery.
I used to do cornstarch, but I found that if you have leftovers, the flour-based gravy tends to present a little bit better. Cornstarch wants to turn it into Jello, and
yeah, thicken it up. That's what it does. So
yep.
it's just like you said, it depends on how much of it
no
you use.
It's no big deal.
Right.
You know, my wife got me doing that. I made stew last night. And I actually used her recipe to a certain extent because she's part Irish and English, and you know how they like their stew. It's just a certain way.
Yeah. Yep, but the stroganoff is, now you make that in a skillet or?
I do. I use my big
cast skillet.
Yeah.
So you cook the meat first.
I think there's one pan we use in our house.
Yeah, yeah. as we mentioned earlier, we are doing this a little early this week. It's Thursday as we're recording, and you're hearing it on Saturday. Friday night, I've got a gig. I'm cooking some whole prime ribs, but the skillet made me think of it. Bob bought me a 24-inch skillet, just goes in my oven, a big cast iron skillet with two hands on handles on each side.
From Lodge.
Right, and it weighs probably 25 pounds. I'm not exaggerating a bit.
You this don't have one. To worry about your wife hitting you over the head.
Right, yeah, right. Can't get it above her waist. Yeah. But anyway, we are making, as I speak to you now, it will be done and served by the time you hear this, but we are making a caramel apple cobbler. To serve to these guys.
So you're letting your bride make that?
Yes, I am. She's the baker in the family. But it's coming out in that 24-inch skillet.
Oh
man.
You got to get some pictures, man.
Well, I will. I'll take some
pictures
and we'll post that stuff. But when it said skillet, it just popped into my mind. I had to share it. She got a caramel apple cobbler mix with pecans in it.
Is she going up to help you serve?
No, because this is not a... This is. I'm just going up.
20 men and one woman. That's a bad combo.
Right? Yeah. Nah, she's not going to be there. But we're making it ahead. We're making it Friday morning, and then I'll. We're actually going to bake it, and then I'm just going to reheat it in the smoker when we're ready to eat it. So put a little French vanilla ice cream
nice.
On there. Oh man,
you're going to smoke the ice cream?
But, yeah. Right. Yeah. They don't know this is coming, so they're going to hear it after. They're going to know after the show. But
nice.
Anyway, yeah. It, that's my little surprise to all the guys up there, and I think it's going to turn out great. But
nice.
Anyway. All right, coming up next, meatballs, goulash, and a little shepherd's pie. Yeah, Bob will ride me on that one. So you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM.
I love Shepherd's Pie. Why do you say that?
I don't know. I think I remember. I could go back and find that episode. But anyway, stick with us. We'll be back.